Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us today. We've got another great day with Dr. Daniel Amen. When he was on before, we just couldn't get to all the calls. We're going to get to more today. I'm going to get right into them, even in this first segment. Joining me, along with Dr. Amen, is Dr. Sherry Keffer. Remember, she has written her first book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Dr. Amen.
Hey, it's great to be with you both.
Thanks for having us.
If you were not listening a couple of days ago, Dr. Amen has written this amazing book, Memory Rescue, also Stones of Remembrance. I would just encourage you to go back in the archives 2 days and listen to those programs. Dr. Amen is a board-certified psychiatrist twice. He has an amazing practice of healing brains. He's on public television everywhere, and he has changed my life forever. And just so he can change as many of yours as possible, I'm going to the phones right off the bat. Let's talk to Darnell, Washington, D.C., listening on that great station, WAVA. How you doing?
How you doing? How you guys doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I'm an ex-football player. I played high school, college, minor league, arena, had a couple of pro tryouts. So, needless to say, did a lot of head trauma, to say the least. But what I've noticed over the last couple of years is my memory has just slowly been fading. I went and got checked out. Didn't, of course, you can't detect any signs of CTE just by the MRIs or anything, but they didn't see anything that was really prevalent. But it's still difficult for me a lot of times to really, you know, recall and remember some things. Mm-hmm. So I'm just
What's the question then for Dr. Amen? Yeah.
My question is, what can I do to help strengthen my memory and strengthen just being able to recall stuff?
What position did you play, Darnell?
I was a linebacker, defensive end.
Yeah, so the worst position is being on the offensive line. The second worst position is being a linebacker. And yep. MRIs and CTs, they don't show you what's going on. SPECT, that's the study we do. We actually have a clinic near you in Reston, Virginia, which is outside of Washington, D.C. You want to look because once you look, you have a good idea where is my vulnerability. And then you want to repair it. And our repair program showed doing all the brain healthy habits that we talk about in Memory Rescue, multiple vitamin, high dose fish oil, brain boost. Often we would also put players in a hyperbaric chamber. And the number of people who got better was just stunning. One of my favorite players is Freddie Dreyer, who later became an actor on the series Hunter. And he said, I had lost a part of myself that I didn't even know. And Steve, the lore is people who played football who have CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, that is, you can't do anything about it.
Right.
And that's nonsense. There are so many things, Darnell, you can do if you put your brain in a healing environment. As obsessed with you were with football, you need to be that obsessed with healing your brain now.
All right. The alternative is pretty crummy. I'm going to send you the book, my friend. I think you're going to love it. And I can't encourage you enough. Take a visit to that clinic, just the way I did, and you get the spec done, and you discover some things you're not going to discover in any other way. And then you get to see what to do. And the thing that Dr. Amen dispenses the most is realistic hope for a lot of people that think there is no hope. That's a very, very rare commodity, realistic hope. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we are talking from the book, Memory Rescue. We've covered a lot of different subjects in our previous program with Dr. Amen, but now this month I want to ask him one specific question. Let's say I'm a 40-year-old guy. I don't have attention deficit disorder. I don't smoke pot. I've never really noticed that I have any kind of problem with the brain functioning. I'm successful. What do you encourage me to do so that I don't slump down into some brain-related malfunction? What's the best thing for me to do to stay healthy in this area of brain health?
Well, if you want to keep your competitive advantage, if you want to keep your brain healthy so your marriage is good, your ability to be a dad is good, it's three big strategies. The first one is you got to care about it. Nobody cares about their brain because you can't see it, so you got to care about it. And then avoid things that hurt it, know the list, and do things that help it. And ultimately, it comes down to this one little strategy. Every day, ask yourself, what am I going to do today? Is it good for my brain or bad for it? And if you can just know the list, and second graders know the list. I was in my daughter's second grade class, and I put 20 things on the board, and I go, separate, good for the brain, bad for the brain. They got all of them right except one. They put orange juice on the good list when it really belongs on the bad list because it's too much sugar.
Yeah, not much juice there, but a whole lot of sugar. All right, let's go back to the phones. I want to talk with Marty. He's calling us from Wilmington, North Carolina, listening on Sirius XM. You're on with Dr. Amen. He's the author of this fantastic book, Memory Rescue, How to Supercharge Your Brain, Reverse Memory Loss, and Remember What Matters Most. Marty, how can we help you today? What's going on?
It sounds wonderful, and I appreciate you taking my call. I'm driving, so I'll get right to the point. Two questions. The first one, and the one that most interests me, is I'm diabetic, and you mentioned earlier about how diabetic may affect the memory. And I've noticed in my life, I have, since being diagnosed as diabetic about 3 years ago, I seem to have short-term memory loss, simple things that just make me look really dumb sometimes. And it's frustrating, and I've never really put it together until you mentioned it earlier that maybe diabetes is the cause of my short-term memory loss. Mm. I just thought it was just me being dumb. But if you could speak to that, maybe there's things I could do to kind of beef up the old noggin there and kind of help with the memory. But the second question I have, something that's intrigued me for a while, is you mentioned earlier about the little seahorses and the various things that people do to kill them or shrink them. And I've heard that sexual deviancy can have an effect on the brain, and I'm wondering if that impacts the little seahorses. I'm thinking specifically of pornography. Does somebody using pornography over time, does that shrink or kill the little seahorses, and what effect would that have on the brain? I've heard this in respect to other sexual behaviors.
Yeah,
but
right.
I think pornography is probably the most palatable at this point.
Well, Marty, great questions there. I'm really glad you called. What do you say, Dr. Amon?
So, great questions. Diabetes is a disaster for brain function. All of the studies show that high blood sugar levels damage blood vessels. They make them brittle and more likely to break. Your brain uses 20% of the blood flow in your body, even though it's only 2% of your weight. Anything that damages blood flow damages your brain. You need to think of it as an emergency. If you have type 1 diabetes, you need to have it tightly controlled. I have this fabulous story about Mark Laser. You know Mark, Steve.
Sure.
Who he just wasn't taking it seriously. And when he and I had or serious discussion about it, he lost 53 pounds and he cut his insulin dosage in half and his memory just got so much better. So you can make a big difference. You got to get your diet right and you got to get rid of the toxins, because what most people don't know is toxins are totally associated with poor blood sugar control. Porn is toxic to your brain. There's actually studies showing that it shrinks your prefrontal cortex. What it does is it wears out your pleasure centers. It's always producing a little bit of dopamine, a little bit of dopamine. And then pretty soon over time, you just sort of get depressed because you don't have enough healthy neurotransmitters around because you've worn them out. It can interfere with your marriage. It can interfere with your own sexual functioning. It's bad for your brain.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about the pornified man from a just a behavioral standpoint and an attitude standpoint, but I think the research does show it literally does change the way your brain functions and reacts and responds. Sherry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking about your new book, Stones of Remembrance. So if somebody is using porn and they're hiding it from their wife, they're going to have some anxiety, and they're probably not even going to sleep as well. So they're not going to be in that rest in soul, rest in body, rest in mind. And so if you're not getting enough sleep, you're anxious, your memory cannot be as good. And it made me think of this one verse that you shared in the chapter on rest, and it's a proverb. And I love proverbs because there's so much wisdom. And it says, "Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from doing things that are wrong," right? It says, "Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones." So basically, it's like when we do the right things, as you talk mm-hmm. about in the Stones of Remembrance, which is not use porn, get help for that, stop using that toxin. So you're not in anxiety. You can sleep well. You're in your soul well. Your body heals. That's what God said.
And the more you do it, the more you will have to do it. So neuroplasticity, the brain makes new pathways all the time, is not always a good thing. So if you allow yourself to do it, you're going to build that track and you're going to continue to do it. But when you stop yourself, the first couple of times are harder. When you stop yourself, you're going to build a completely new track, a healing track, a self-loving track that right. will put you in the right environment. I tell yeah. all of my patients, be very careful what you allow yourself to do, whether it's spanking your child or yelling at your wife or being rude at work, because the more you do it, the more you will have to do it.
Hmm. That's right. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Michelle, Dallas, Texas, listening on the great, great station, KWRD. Hi there, Michelle. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thanks, Steve and Sherry and Dr. Amon, for taking my call. My
sure.
question today is, I have an 11-year-old son who we went ahead and did the neurofeedback and a little bit of neurofield. We did 67 sessions total, and he still has a red blob in the middle. I've done a ton of research, and I don't know my next step.
Okay.
So I would get my book, Healing ADD, figure out what type of ADD he has. I'm a huge fan of neurofeedback, but it clearly doesn't work for everyone if they have a toxic brain, if they have this thing we call the ring of fire. So I would know what type of ADD he has and then target the treatment to his specific type. 11 years old, okay. You still have lots of time to be helpful to him. I would also try an elimination diet with him. Eliminate, okay. And you only have to do it for like a month. And everybody can okay. do it for a month, but eliminate gluten, corn, dairy, sugar, and soy, and artificial preservatives. and see if that doesn't help him. I had one patient, Steve, it was amazing. He's depressed. He had ECT. He'd been on like 6 antidepressants. He wanted to kill himself. I put him on an elimination diet, and we added back gluten. Nothing happened. We added back dairy. Nothing happened. We added back corn, and within 20 minutes, he had the image of a gun in his mouth pulling the trigger.
Oh my goodness.
Like, we need to break up with corn. So, I mean, some people are really sensitive to certain, and corn's in everything. It's in all, virtually all processed foods. And some people just have a really bad reaction to it.
Wow.
Break up with corn. Maybe that's the word of the day. I'm really glad you called. I'm going to send a memory rescue to you. And I hope that's going to be a blessing to you. Let's go over here to, how about Darlene, Philadelphia, WFIL. There's a big station. Hi, how you doing?
Thank you for calling New Life.
Darlene, are you there? Darlene, are you there? Maybe not. Okay, we might try her again. I thought I actually heard her over that, whatever that was. Let's go to Diane, Washington, D.C., another great WAVA listener there. Hey, Diane, how are you?
I am well, and yes, it is a great station. Thank you for being on. You've helped me think about things in a very different way.
Oh, good.
Since I've been listening to you.
Great.
I have a family member who was diagnosed with ADHD at age 40 and was put on Adderall. And 5 years ago, this child, because they're not married, so they don't have anyone who is living with them to know exactly everything that happens, but in the home. 5 years ago, this child had a paranoia breakdown and was hospitalized and two times within a couple months, and came out of it and seemed to be functioning okay, but still had paranoia at a lesser level. A year ago, the paranoia came back with a vengeance, and it is still ongoing now. She's struggling very hard. And I should say we're struggling because in denial about having this paranoia. The things that are happening to her are real in her
mind. What's the question then that we could help you with?
Is there anything she can do, if we can suggest, that can heal her brain from the effects of Adderall?
So it's probably not the Adderall. I mean, I prescribed a lot of it over a long period of time. But it reminds me of a teenager I saw who was prescribed a stimulant like Adderall and started to hallucinate. When I scanned him, he actually had a temporal lobe problem. And that can also go with paranoia. So I have a clinic near Washington, D.C. in Reston, Virginia. If I had someone that I was really struggling with, the first thing I would want to do is map her brain and go, what am I really dealing with?
Yeah.
You know, most psychiatrists never look at the brain. They're making diagnoses based on symptom clusters. And, you know, well, why not map it? Because without a map, you're lost. And it sounds like you guys are lost. And, you know, did she have a head trauma? Because schizophrenia at 45, that does not make any sense to me. You know, that's usually diagnosed much earlier. Paranoid schizophrenia usually shows up in your late 20s. And so something else is going on, and you live in Washington, D.C., huge country for Lyme infections. I mean, that's almost like the epicenter of Lyme. And so one of our doctors in the clinic actually has a daughter who has Lyme, and he's one of the world experts for it. There's another reason why she is suffering, and so it's really important to get her properly diagnosed and effectively treated. And you know what I found fun when I first started doing scans, I had this paranoid bipolar patient, and you know, on lithium she got better, but she didn't want to take it. And so she went off. She's like terribly crazy. And I'm like, I need to scan her. And the scan actually showed her it was a medical problem, not a moral problem. So she would consistently take her medicine.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you, you really want to have your brain checked out. When I went to Dr. Amen, I had these symptoms, and my brain looked a certain way, and he just asked me a little question. Have you ever been exposed to mold? Well, yes, I had. So I did a test for mold, and I had this high concentration of black mold in my system. And so I got detoxed for that, and I think that cleared up so much of the brain. It could be Lyme disease. It could be mold. It could be you just need to know how to maximize your brain based on what type of attention deficit disorder you have, or whether it's physiological or psychological. Dr. Amen and his clinic can help you. But the best diagnostic sitting at home is to read Memory Rescue. You look at this and you go, wait, I'm not doing that. Try it. I'm not doing this. Try that too. You know, maybe you don't want to change your life forever. How about a 30-day pilot program on this? I don't think you'll go back to the old way of living. We'll be back after this.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about seven different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Steve Arterburn here on your station right now. Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Dr. Amen is the author of Memory Rescue. You can order it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, right along with Stones of Remembrance. These are healing scriptures for mind, body, and soul, and great tips on how to memorize 40 different snacks that'll help you with your memory. And just great scripture for everything that you're dealing with. Here are 12 scriptures to memorize if it's anxiety, or here 12 if you're depressed or lonely. It's really a powerful little book. I also want to mention the healing wounds of sexual betrayal cannot be done better than getting this Intimate Deception book by Dr. Keffer. It really can help you. But whatever you're dealing with, I hope and pray that you will call us and let us help you in whatever it is. We'll find the right resource for you. And don't forget, coming to Washington, D.C. very soon is our Life Recovery Workshop. As you know, 3 million Life Recovery Bibles out there. It's the 25th anniversary. Second edition is out, and we're going to celebrate that along with our 30th anniversary of ministry right there. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to, well, let's see, from Muskogee, Oklahoma, listening on Sirius also. Jadine, how are you today? What's going on in your life? Hi. How could we help?
Hi. Thank Hi there. You. I'm doing well. I had a question. I heard Dr. Amen talk about the CBD oil, and he made a comment if he had a child with seizures or autism, he might give it a try. And I have a little boy. He's not formally diagnosed with autism, but has some things on the spectrum. And I am just curious how that would help and how you might start a regimen like that. He's 11, and we've done many, many things through the years to work on catch-up, and he's making progress. But I'm always looking for new things that might be helpful. But then I heard the other side of the coin with the teenagers and how they might, from the THC, develop psychotic-like symptoms. So, of course, I wouldn't want to do that.
So, Jadine, tell me what symptoms he has. What are the things you're most concerned about?
What I would really love to see is him more engaged in intentional conversation. He tries. He's communicative. He does have words. He is verbal, but sometimes it's repetitive. It's not always reciprocal. He has a few catchphrases that he can use. But he's gaining ground with activities of daily living and independence in toileting and dressing and making his own food and all of those kinds of things. So I'm real happy with the progress, but I always am looking for things to do more.
Good.
I had one neurologist tell me we might even try Namenda.
Okay. So
I haven't done that, but
so I like Namenda. Namenda is an Alzheimer's drug, but mm-hmm. it's actually mm-hmm. been shown to help with social skills and learning. I actually use Namenda and Aricept and other Alzheimer's drugs for a lot of kids who have learning struggles. Something like CBD oil would be good if there is intense anxiety, if there's anger. It would not be to get him more engaged. He'll become less engaged on okay. CBD oil. I would think of omega-3 fatty acids, especially EPA. So when we think of omega-3 fatty acids, there's two main ones that work in the brain, EPA and DHA. DHA is a little bit sedating, helps with anxiety, helps with memory. EPA is better, helps with mood, helps with focus. I would also, I'm a huge fan of 5-HTP. And it's going to sound odd, but saffron. So the world's most expensive spice, saffron, there are 20 studies now showing it helps with mood and memory. So I'm a huge fan of those three things if you're just looking to get him more engaged, maybe more flexible, because most of the kids on an autistic spectrum, they're fairly cognitively rigid. They need to have things a certain way or they get really upset. And 5-HTP and saffron is my go-to choices. So
saffron,
I hope that's
I love
helpful.
That. That's amazing.
Can I just add one note to Jadine, and I'm not sure if y'all have tried this or are trying it right now, but I have worked with some children and adults that are on the spectrum, and there is nothing better than good old-fashioned mirroring and working with them therapeutically in your office to help them learn how to have, when I say conversations, they look different, but how to engage in eye contact, how to back and forth mirror one another. And I think kids with spectrum disorders, because they are who they are, a lot of times we just kind of leave them to themselves, and it can actually, it's not working that muscle relationally that I think can be worked to help them better connect. So I wouldn't forget that piece. I would add that to what Dr. Amon's already said.
Yeah.
All right. I'm really glad.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We went to the Sunrise program at the Autism Centers of America, and it was really validating because intuitively I had done a lot of that they call it joining the ism.
Yes,
so to
yes,
speak,
exactly.
And to engage him. And he is social. He wants to communicate and be engaged, and he'll take your hand and pull you out to play or whatever. It's kind of the verbalization, and then he gets frustrated. And I don't think he's doing self-harm behavior. Occasionally, he will hit himself out of frustration.
But can you imagine being trapped in your own brain, right?
Oh,
with
yeah.
just
yeah.
having these things you want to express, but having a problem getting them out.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the reasons is their cerebellums are smaller. I published a big study on 1,000 autistic kids. Right. So doing coordination exercises will help too.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the Everyman's Battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we are so blessed. I mean, you know, I heard a guy introduce somebody the other day, and he said, we're blessed to have you on. He hadn't even heard the guy yet, and I thought, well, how does he know if we're blessed? But we are. I mean, Dr. Amon's got this ability to put into our terms things that a lot of times only clinicians and physicians talk about, and he's done a great job of it in Memory Rescue. If you were to sit down and read the bibliography, the resources for it, you'd probably finish in about 2020. It is so well documented, so well written, and if you want a copy, you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can order it there. I want to go right back to the phones. And let's talk with, how about Tom, Clarksville, Tennessee. How you doing, Tom? Welcome to New Life, listening on WNQM. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon. Hope you all are doing okay today. Thanks for taking my call. I'll just give you the question, and I appreciate you taking a minute with me because I know you have people calling in and have really big medical questions that they're really looking forward to getting help from. My question is I'm, you know, late 50s now, and good health, and exercise a lot, and had a good lifestyle with food, et cetera, things like that. However, in my mid-20s, I was a frequent user of marijuana, and I'm just wondering, and actually I stopped for a couple of reasons, just cold turkey one day, one of them being the birth of my son, but is there any long lingering effects of that period of time? I'm just curious. I would happy to take my question off air so you can get other people on the show.
Okay. All right. What do you think?
Yes. So I'm thrilled you stopped. And, you know, there's like 25% of the population that had drug use in adolescent and their early 20s. Depending on what other things are going on, like head trauma, family history, you can have lingering effects, or you might be just incredibly blessed and your brain now would look beautiful because you'd do a better job of taking care of it. Memory Rescue is actually, it's a perfect resource for you because your brain has been vulnerable. Now you know you can be doing all the things you need to do, from exercise, new learning, omega-3 fatty acids, preventing any head trauma, other toxic exposures, including things from your personal products, making sure your mental health. Did you know, Steve, that depression doubles the risk of Alzheimer's disease in women?
I did not know
and
that.
And quadruples it in men. Wow. And so for men, it is actually often thought of as a prodrome or a precursor
wow.
to dementia. If
I
you've never been depressed,
that.
But in your 50s or 60s, you're starting to get depressed, that it could actually be the gateway to
wow.
dementia. So we just have to take all of these things very seriously. But the exciting news is Tom is interested in how can I be better. And I think Memory Rescue just gives you a roadmap. And remember, you know, the one simple thing is every day ask yourself is what am I doing today, good for my brain or bad for it?
Great question. All right, I'm going to send that to you. I think you'll like it. I hope that you will. Let's talk to Larry Sonnenberg right now. Larry, we are into April. It's spring. Summer's coming up. We have to get some support here because we always know summer's never great for people. We did pretty well last summer. But anyway, motivate us here. We've got so many great things for people who support this ministry.
Thank you, Steve. My biggest motivation is Club New Life. And we have two new things with Club New Life. One is the thank you gift, and that is the 8-book series, the Arterburn Wellness series, Understanding and Loving a Person With, and the various issues, those 8 various issues. That's a great, great thank you gift. Somebody can give, and to join Club New Life, we ask for $30 or more every month. So somebody could write a check for $30 and join Club New Life, and they'll get $120 value sent to them in these 8 books. The other thing that we've added is a video library for our Club New Life members, available only to you as a Club New Life member. It's our way of saying thank you to a valued group of people who sustain and support this ministry. And we have done a great job of getting videos, and it was added to this morning when Dr. Amon came early, very graciously, to the studio, and he recorded several videos for us. And I think we'll even cajole him into coming back one day and doing some more.
Such great stuff.
Dr. Sherry Keffer did a series on the brain.
I did.
About a week ago.
I
you
did.
Recorded those, and those will be going up soon. I just want to encourage folks that the stuff we're recording is really good, and it's all across the board. We have things protecting your kids from exposure to porn, how to deal with recovery from a few different angles. Mylon K did the comfort circle. Steve, you did a series on trauma. We got forgiveness. We've got handling your emotions. And it's growing all the time. And it's a great, great resource. So I just want to encourage folks, join Club New Life. When you join, mm-hmm. you are saying, I believe in what this ministry is doing and how God is working through you. And the way he is working is he is changing lives. We're setting the stage. We're encouraging. But God comes in and does a work and helps people, helps the light bulbs to go off where they see through a different lens, like it tells us in Romans 12:2.
Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us by joining Club New Life, $30 a month on our 30th anniversary, we hope that you'll come alongside us. A lot of people have been signing up, and you know, we don't care if it's because of the thank you or because you just want to be part of transforming somebody's life. It means it makes all the difference in the world for somebody who is struggling. Help us if you can, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to Gene, Cincinnati, Ohio. WCVX is the station. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Gene. You're on with Dr. Amon, Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Hello.
Hi.
I take Clonopin and have for about 25 years.
for restless leg syndrome. If I try to get off of that, how could we handle the restless leg syndrome? And you also mentioned that depression doubles the probability of, did you say dementia?
At I did, in women, correct.
Yeah, also I take antidepressant.
Okay, so let's tackle restless leg. I'm not a fan of Klonopin for that because there's so many other things to do for it. The first simple thing to do for it is magnesium. 80% of the American population is
magnesium.
Low in magnesium.
Magnesium.
I mean, it's cheap, it's simple, it's good for you. And, you know, I would start with magnesium glycinate. I would increase it to 250 milligrams before bed. And, you know, and I'd raise it until you got diarrhea. Because, you know, when you get diarrhea, it's like, okay, too much. I can't handle anymore, even if it's 1,250 or even 2,000 milligrams. So I'm a huge fan of magnesium. If magnesium doesn't work, I actually like an anti-seizure medicine called Neurontin, which has been found to be helpful for restless leg syndrome. Both of those better for your brain, I believe, than Klonopin. Depression is really...
Well, let me ask you a quick question before you go into that. What about Restylane, a drug specifically for restless leg?
Do you know what the generic is?
I don't. I don't. But I do know there is a different medication that is, you know, it's not nearly as severe, but it does effectively take care of it. It's called Restylane.
Yeah, so I'm just really surprised at Klonopin. Just because of the side effects, where it's just hard to get off of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to take care of the restless leg syndrome. Otherwise, you know, your husband might be really unhappy with you. Depression.
Well, what the doctor told me when he first gave it to me is that there were no problems with my taking Klonopin. He didn't even mention addiction. And of course, as I have moved from doctor to doctors, I've moved around a couple of times, I just tell my next doctor I've been on this, and that's what they give me.
Of course, because that's the easy thing to get you out of their office quickly. But it's not the best thing for you.
Yeah.
And so I would tell your doctor, I really think I want to get off of this. What are the other options? And I would, for me, I'd start with magnesium because it's just so non-toxic, and then probably move to Neurontin, look into Restylane. Depression's really important, and we don't have much time, but head-to-head against antidepressants, exercise, fish oil, and learning not to believe every stupid thought you have been shown to be equally effective. Optimize your thyroid's absolutely critical. And really try to go, so why am I having depression? Is it a hormone issue? What is it?
I'll tell you, when we come back, I'll tell you what I think. My own research done in the area of depression treatment. If this doesn't work, I don't know what will. I'll give you that when we come back. You're listening to New Life Live. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, whether it's anger, fear, grief, codependency, whatever you're going through, if you are struggling, why struggle alone? We're here to help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference in Washington, D.C. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Washington, D.C. May 18th and 19th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I'm
am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here, and I made this audacious claim that I could help you with your depression right in front of one of the greatest psychiatrists ever. And here it is. I believe a lot of people are one exercise partner away from a totally different way of living. Why? Because exercise is so effective in treating depression. Secondly, when we get depressed, we isolate and we get more depressed in our isolation, get more obsessed and all that. And so often we don't exercise because, well, we just roll over. But if somebody's waiting to go to the mall with us and watch or whatever, it gives us that extra little incentive. You get out there, you get the body moving, the brain catches up. So maybe an exercise partner is the one thing you don't have in your life that will help you change out of that depressed
mode. And just taking a walk around the block with somebody is exercise. Just getting out in some of the simple ways, right?
Yeah. So I always talk about four circles of depression. They're biological, psychological, social, and spiritual. The exercise partner, brilliant. It deals with the biological. It gets blood flow going to your brain. It gets psychological. Mm-hmm. You have to interact with someone. It helps with the social. You're connected. Mm-hmm. And if you talk about your purpose on earth while you're walking, it gets all four circles.
And you could even memorize scripture together right out of this little book, Stones of Remembrance. I got time for one final call. Let's go to Catherine, Salem, Virginia, also a Sirius XM satellite listener. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. This sounds ridiculous, but I have had, I don't drink, smoke, you know, do drugs, never have done any of that. I am pre-diabetic, and I have had a lifelong sugar addiction. And, I mean, it really and truly is one. I'll tear the house apart to find something sweet if there's nothing handy, and I don't do that, you know, with anything else. I tried to quit, you know, a couple times, like cold turkey, and I know that's what you need to do, but I just have not been able to maintain it.
Well,
and I'm
what do you say?
Professional, so I know this is not good.
You're right. It's not good. And it's very important when you deal with an addiction to see what your life would be like. So I call it a fork in the road exercise. If I get off of it, what's my life going to be like? And if I stay on it, what's my life going to be like? And I had a father-in-law who died with diabetes. He wouldn't take it seriously. He had a sugar addiction, lost both of his legs, lost his eyesight, lost his mind. I mean, this thing is not good. And you want to focus on that because pain often helps us to change. But the trick is I have a terrible sweet tooth. My grandfather was a candy maker, and so sugar was attached to love. But what I realized, because that was going to kill me, and I'm not interested in leaving the planet early like my grandfather did, it broke my heart, I replace. You have to find things that you love that love you back. So, for example, I actually make two bars. I make one called Brain in Love, the other one's called Brain on Joy, which is chocolate, which is good for your brain, but it's sweetened with stevia and erythritol as opposed to sugar, and there's no dairy in it, and it tastes awesome. So you just want to, you know, you should pick up my wife's cookbook, The Brain Warrior's Way cookbook. stunning. It's got great desserts that you will love. That will love you back. And yes, the first week or so, you know, you might have a little bit of withdrawal, but you're going to find things. And this is all about love, Catherine. It's when you go to eat something, it's does it love you back? If not, you're hurting yourself, which, you know, Sherry knows is a psychological issue. But, you know, Steve, you might not know this, but sugar actually boosts serotonin in the brain, and many women use it as a natural antidepressant. The problem is the side effects, obesity, diabetes, inflammation, and so on. So that's the most important thing, is find things you love that love you back.
And can I mention one thing, just one thing? You have a craving control solution as part of your supplement plan. I say, see if she can try that along with everything else. Right?
Well, and I actually take it every day.
Okay.
So if you go to brainmdhealth.com, and the reason I created a whole supplement line is when I started looking at scans, I'm like, oh, some of the medicines like Klonopin, which we've been talking about over and over today, are just toxic for the brain. What are some natural things you can use that will help you feel better fast?
Yep.
And craving control was not just about food. It was also about some of the other things you crave that may not be good for you.
Totally. Mm.
All right. I'm really glad you called. I'll send this book to you. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Dr. Raymond, I always love it when you're on because it's just an area that we all need to be focused on. And there's so many little things that can be discovered that are the key to life. For instance, before I came to you, I would have never said that sugar was one of the worst enemies in my life. But now I really believe sugar is an enemy. And as a brain warrior, I have to fight off wanting to ingest sugar into my life. There's just nothing that comes from it. And I do think that if people will go to your website, they'll find things like your chocolate snacks that really do, I think, kind of satisfy the sweet tooth, but in a very healthy way and in a way that can build some health for the brain. The books we've been talking about are really incredible. The Memory Rescue book, it's kind of like everything you ever wanted to know about your memory, but were afraid to ask or didn't know who to ask. It's right there. So much practical advice that could change your life forever. And then Stones of Remembrance, it's just full of scripture to memorize, topic-based, you name it. It's going to help you. It's going to change your life because it does change the way that you think. Before we go, Dr. Raymond, just encourage people to do what they need to do to have the best life ever.
You know, when I wrote Memory Rescue, I was inspired because Alzheimer's disease is expected to triple. All of the pharmaceutical companies have got out of the Alzheimer's business because they can't find one drug to do it. But this study from Finland is so cool, where they took people with memory problems, and when they put them on a program very similar to what's in Memory Rescue, it's diet, it's exercise, it's new learning, it's simple supplements. Over 2 years, these people with memory problems, 30% improvement across the board in their memory. You are not stuck with the brain you have. You can make it better. You just need a super simple plan to make it happen.
Okay, and I'm telling you, there are a lot of things that you could look at, a lot of places you could go, but nothing more powerful than this book. It is chock full of ideas. And, you know, as we said earlier, you do one or two, you'll want to do three and four. And my suggestion, too, is if you're reluctant, then go on a 30-day trial program and just see what happens by the end of that 30 days. I don't think it's going to be over at the end of 30 days. We have a lot of great things coming up for you. You know, Every Man's Battle is May 4th in Orange County. June the 1st, we go to Washington, D.C. Now, our Intimacy in Marriage workshop, talk about something that will help your brain and every other part of you. We have seen disastrous dead marriages come to life. People that hated each other with restraining orders are doing great. 95% success rate, with 75% of the people that come say, if it doesn't happen this weekend, we're probably not going to stay together. So Call us about that. Also, we've got Restore Hope for a Woman's Heart. That's November the 9th. And then coming up there in Washington, D.C., is our Life Recovery Conference in May. We want to see you there. Thank you, Dr. Amen. Memory Rescue is the book. Call us. Order it. We want you to have it. Dr. Daniel Amen, a great man, and we're so glad you've been with us. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and thanks to all of you who support and listen and watch. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.